This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday Moscow is ready to continue dialogue with Washington after his summit meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden, provided the U.S. also is willing to do so. Meanwhile, President Biden is back at the White House following his visit to Europe and meeting in Switzerland with President Putin. The two exchanged cordial words and plotted modest steps on arms control and diplomacy, but emerged from their much-anticipated Swiss summit Wednesday largely where they started, with deep differences on human rights, cyber attacks, election interference, and more. Mr. Biden said the next several months would serve as a test of whether relations between the two countries can improve. President Biden is set to sign into law Thursday the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on June 19th. Juneteenth commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free. Confederate soldiers surrendered in April 1865, but word didn't reach the last enslaved black people until June 19th, when Union soldiers brought news of freedom to Galveston, Texas, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. Vaccination efforts in the United States have become a slog, even as a new variant is trying to take hold. Federal authorities warn of the rise of the Delta variant of COVID-19, in particular pockets of the United States with low vaccination rates. During a call for governors Monday, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the Delta variant has increased from 2.7% of all cases in the U.S. in May to 9.7% this month. This is VOA News. Britain Thursday said it had agreed on a truce with the United States over a 17-year-long tariffs dispute involving European plane maker Airbus and U.S. rival Boeing. It comes in the wake of a similar deal between the European Union and U.S. announced Tuesday. The dispute has seen damaging retaliatory tariffs levied on products on both sides of the Atlantic, owing to disagreements over support for large civilian aircraft, the UK government explained in a statement Thursday. This is the longest-running dispute in the history of the World Trade Organization. The statement added both sides have finally agreed, quote, to suspend retaliatory tariffs for 5 years, end quote. The agreement followed talks between Britain's International Trade Secretary Liz Truss and U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he told U.S. President Joe Biden at their first meeting that Turkey would not change its stance on its Russian S-400 missile defenses, state media reported Thursday. Washington sanctioned Ankara over the viewpoint. Mr. Biden and Erdogan sounded upbeat after their face-to-face talks Monday, although the NATO allies did not announce any major breakthroughs in disputes, including the S-400s, Syria, and other issues. The Yemeni branch of al-Qaeda has kidnapped 6 government security personnel, an official said Thursday, the first incident of its kind in years in a country where years of conflict has created a security vacuum. A security official with the internationally recognized government, who spoke on condition of anonymity, told AFP 5 officers had been seized in the southern province of Shabwa during a mission Tuesday. The official said a 6th officer was snatched by the militants Wednesday and, quote, taken to an unknown location, end quote. Israel's defense minister proposed Thursday that the country's newly installed government launch an official inquiry into the stampede at a Jewish religious festival that left 45 people dead and more than 150 injured in April. Tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox Jews thronged to the tomb of a second-century rabbi April 30th for an annual celebration that includes all-night prayer, mystical songs, and dance. During the ceremony, part of the crowd surged into a narrow tunnel, and the 45 celebrants, including children, were asphyxiated or trampled. China launched the first 3-man crew Thursday to its new space station and its first crewed mission in 5 years. The astronauts are traveling in the spaceship launched in northwestern China on the edge of the Gobi Desert. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.